Yeah, it will be unfortunate if the parties appropriate responsibility to announce the results of elections. I can understand their concern for having a result that is fair and reflects the outcome of the election. But that does not detract from the fact that the responsibility for announcing the results is that of CENI, the Independent National Electoral Commission, and does not belong to any of the two parties. And we can only advise the parties to allow CENI to do its work. If at the end of announcing the results, they want to challenge the outcome, of course, they are perfectly entitled and free to exercise that their right, which is allowed under the Constitution of Guinea. Because this route they have taken is a recipe for confusion, anarchy, and crisis. And Guinea, and indeed West Africa, cannot afford that. If you allow the Senate to do their work, they should keep to their own responsibility as political party that is seeking power by appealing to the electorate to vote for them, and allow everybody else to do their work, including CENI, and indeed the citizens, to vote freely and fairly for a candidate of their choice. That's all we can say. They should allow CENI to do their work and not hijack the responsibility of CENI.
Sunny, you had clashes of supporters from these rival parties. How will ECOWAS work with the military junta to address this problem that could really threaten the stability of the entire region if indeed Guinea becomes unstable?
Yeah, you see, it's unfortunate if it is true that the two parties that contested in this runoff have both declared themselves winners. Because this is one of the consequences of this kind of behavior. When you unilaterally announce the results of election without recourse to the appropriate authority that has responsibility for this job, it creates the atmosphere where citizens now take the laws into their hands. And that is an unfortunate situation that you have so described. If indeed there were clashes, it's rather unfortunate. We would rather appeal to the people of Guinea to exercise restraint, wait for the outcome of the election as announced by the properly constituted authority, and then take recourse to whatever constitutional provision that they are entitled to seek remedy. But importantly, the leaders of the two political parties have a responsibility not only to themselves, but to the citizens of Guinea and to their country to contribute to an atmosphere that promotes peace and stability, and not engage in the kind of rhetoric that will create crisis, that will encourage their supporters to engage in the kind of unfortunate incident that you have so described. So I think they should not forget, the leaders of the two parties, that the region will hold them responsible, the international community will hold them responsible, if the kind of rhetoric that they have been engaged in contributes to a deterioration of the peace in Guinea.
Will ECOWAS provide a platform to resolve this controversy surrounding the results of this election?
Yeah, if it becomes necessary for us to take that step, of course, ECOWAS will be willing to do so. Don't forget that we have been engaged with this process. We have an office in Guinea, because through that office, we want to continue to engage with Guinea, and we will continue to do all that is necessary to make sure that the exercise that is taking place in Guinea, talking about the election, contributes to restoring democracy in the country, a democracy and a process that meets the aspirations of the people. So if it's necessary for us to create a platform to resolve whatever problem there is or emanates from this election, you can count on ECOWAS to undertake that kind of exercise. Because, don't forget, we have been engaged not only in Guinea, but also in the region in promoting peace and security, even at the cost of our resources, both human and material. So no sacrifice is too great for us as a region to undertake in order to promote regional security, because we appreciate that it is important to have peace and security as the only platform on which we can pursue our own objective of socio-economic development of the region, which has 11 of its member states being characterized as least developed. That is the challenge that we should focus on. So I think it's important for us to work together to promote peace and security so that we can focus on the greater picture.